oldest father and your father's father in the same regiment.
Yeah. And your mother's oldest brother died in the wilderness?
Yeah. Over Alpha.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Jarvis. Not spelt with a J, spelt with a G.
Let's see. Did Ted make friends around you when you were about 15 years old? And made people who were friends?
Yeah, most of his friends were all there.
They made kids your age?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Did the neighbors drop in at your father's house a lot?
Oh, yeah, at parties. About once a week.
What kind of parties?
Oh, play cards, dance.
About once a week?
Oh, once a week somewhere, pretty near all playing cards. Have a party, supper. That's all the things we had.
Was there much drinking?
Very little. My father never drank. My mother liked to sleep once in a while, but my father never drank.
What do you remember about these parties? Do you remember any wild fights?
No.
No?
Very seldom.
There were women and children and young people at these parties, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. The old people played cards and got supper. You know, each family would bring something. They'd have a big supper. The young children, they had their fiddles and heaven, and they'd have a dance. You know, boys and girls, it's all there. Entertainment we had.
What kind of food did they have at these parties?
Well, they had just about what you got today. Pie and cake, potatoes, meat, bread and butter.
What kind of meat did you eat the most when you were young?
Pork, mushroom. More pork than any other.
You must have ate a lot of lamb, though.
I ate lamb, but if sheep blooded, I'd run. Every year, in the young bucks, we'd get some young ewes. We'd have a fall lamb. Well, if it was a ewe, well, we raised it. If it was a buck, well, he was altered. And he paid what they called a wether.
A wether?
A wether, yeah. Same as the stud horse when he's on, is the gelding.
Uh-huh.
And a bull isn't a bull anymore, he's a steer.
Right.
The lamb was the weather, that was the day they went by. Well, in the spring, the next spring, that weather weighed 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds going to hell while he got along. And there was no market for that until about August, then they begin to buy a lamb on the market. And they didn't keep that kind of meat. They didn't have no freezers in the age. You had to eat it. Well, we'd have, out of 300, I've seen how to take 10 of them dollars. And we had one pretty near every month. That's all the fresh meat we had was those lambs. They didn't sell very well. Because they were too big when fall come, when the lamb, they wanted lamb, when they were more than lamb, see. So we ate them. The time you had them for 4 or 5 years, you could get awful sick of them. Thank God, when the lamb blatted, I was ready to run, you know.
What'd your mother make them into? What kind of food did you make out lamb into?
Oh, we had it every way you ever dreamt of. The worst thing was lamb stew. I mean, you couldn't get your mouth separated. You know. It was so sticky.
Did your father also raise pigs?
Oh, yeah. All those had 4 or 5 food cells. Little pigs fall in spring and fall to sell. And every all is that from 1 to 4 or 5 cells, root cells.
How'd your father and mother get along? Do you ever fight?
No, I never see them. They get in an argument once in a while, but never anything very rough.
Did they ever disagree on, like, or argue over the children at all? Never heard of that.
No, if my mother told us to do something, my father didn't interfere. If he told us to do something, then my mother didn't interfere. She'd say, well, no, that's it. No matter how much of a punishment we got from one or the other, we didn't care any stories.
Did your parents have favorites among your brothers and sisters?
Oh, some, yes.
How would a brother or a sister get to be a favorite? What would they have to
Well,
do?
No, you can't answer that.
No.
At least I can't. I was one in the middle. There was an older brother. They lost the first child. Well, then they had two daughters. Then my older brother, Chester's father. Well, he was the next son. After having trouble and two daughters, he was a favorite. Well, then there was one younger than me. But my mother was pretty sick after that, but about 6 years before we had another. And he was baby. Younger than me. He was a baby. 6 years. He never forgot it. And the older boy was my father's favorite because he was the only first son. 2 years before I came along. Well, I was in the middle. Had no use for me. The only thing I was looking for was to see how much work they could get. But my father never said no to me. No, he never lied to me. If I wanted some money to spend, I'd say, Dad, I'd like a dollar, sir. What are you going to do with it? I'd say, no, listen, that's my business. All right. But my brother had asked him for 25 cents or 50 cents about three times a week, and I didn't get it. But I asked him for a dollar, and I'd make him do it. Well, whenever he left anywhere, he'd tell me what he wanted done while he was gone. But he'd always come and tell me.
Where'd you go?
Hmm?
Where would you go?
Well, Saturday morning, they'd hitch up and go to my home. Do a week shopping.
Every week?
Every week.
What time would he be back from alone?
About 4 o'clock.
What time would he leave in the morning?
Oh, 8, 9.
Driving oxen?
No.
Or horses?
No. I was about 10 years old when we got rid of the oxen. I remember the ox. I remember my mother leading an ox by the horn and my father cultivating the garden. And my brother and I broke a pair of yoke of oxen with some calves till they were 3 years old. And we were 14, 15 years old. Just to see what he could do. He'd give us the calves and we raised them up and learned them what to do.
How did you break oxen?
How?
Yeah.
Well, when the calf got to be about 6 months old, after you fed it milk mostly, you would take him with a halter, put a halter on him, and lead him around, make him learn to follow you. Well, then you'd tie the rope around his neck and put your hand on his neck and make him follow you. Well, then you'd walk side of him without touching him and make him follow you. It took a lot of patience. But you had 3 years to do it in.
What age did you start breaking them?
Oh, about 3 months, 4 months old. Then you got them where you could let them have it always, and you learned them when you spoke their name for them to come to you. See, you didn't come, you went and got them. You made them come. You do that.
With a switch?
Well, not too much. You never learn anybody anything with a stick. But if you're good to them, give them a carrot, or give them a little lip of grain, he'd come to you. After a while, he understood that's what you wanted him to do. It was only about 7 words that an animal would learn. And it's come here and go away. Gee and haw. And whoa. Now, there's 3 of them. Now, there you go, the 4 more. Don't try to learn them too much, because if you talk too much, they don't know what you're saying. Same with a dog.
What names did you call your oxen?
Oh, most always Buck and Bright.
Buck and Bright?
And Bright.
Bright.
B-R-I-G-H-T.
Why?
Hmm?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Why did they call a horse Bill, or why did they call him Nellie? 90% of them, that's what their names are. Everybody had a Billy and everybody had a Nellie. That would be a female. Be Nellie or Billy or John or Tom or anything at all. They think of Prince. A lot of princes.
Did many people, when your father had oxen, most people around them have oxen too?
Not all of them. Most all. Some of those old Vermonters, they come out here with oxen and they got rid of them awful fast. Because we kept them because there was a lot of side hills, a lot of rough ground. They were handier than a horse. They were more docile than horses, see? One thing, a steer. A good deal more docile than horses. The only thing was, if they got one that had an ill nature, he might hook you once in a while with the horns. They didn't like horses, they wouldn't bite or they wouldn't kick you. You know, that guy very much. But they would hit you right with a horn if you didn't watch them once in a while.
Did you have a special building to keep your oxen in?
Oh, about like a cow barn.
Was it hooped roof?
Yeah.
Was it a hooped roof barn, or was it
just ordinary straight roof, like an A?
Oh, most of them were just a V roof.
Yeah.
40% pitch. Most of them, the square pitch, they call it. Oh, after a while, they got the mansard roof. That's the hip roof, they call it today. But the hip roof ain't a mansard roof.
Mansard roof is square.
Mansard roof is 2 pitches. But a hip roof is 4 square. It's 4 hips.
Right.
But a mansard roof is...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're interested in the religious life in your home when you were young. Did they have a crucifix on the wall?
Oh, yeah.
Holy pictures?
Pictures.
Where'd your mother get these? Did she bring them from Vermont?
What?
The crucifix. And
my
the pictures.
Mother didn't come from Vermont. My father did. My mother come from Pennsylvania.
Right.
Her mother was a Quaker. The old man and his brother. That was Francis. He's buried in the Irish cemetery. He put his tombstone there, Francis Jarvis. But he spelled it with a J, and that's wrong. They didn't spell it with a J. At least my mother did. Spelled it with a G. Spelled it in French. Gervais. Instead of Jarvis. Spelled it with a G instead of a J.
Did your mother take you to town? Did you go to church?
Like,
oh.
How often did she take you to church?
Well, it was one summer we went every day. For 2 months.
Every day?
Yeah, I went to catechism. To school every day. Walked to the constable and back.
You went to the constable church?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Was it before confirmation or something?
Oh, yeah, we all made a confirmation. We made our first communion and confirmation. Same day. Now, let's go to an hour. Key or hall. You understood them words.
That was after they were broke.
Yeah.
Right.
Key was to the right, hall was to the left. Well, they understood that, but don't ever mix it. See? Remember, you had to remember yourself as well as the bull. So you steered.
So you made your first communion confirmation the same day?
Yeah, of course. I was 14 years old. I waited for my other brother, younger than me. He was 12.
Did the bishop come from Augsburg?
Yeah. I didn't remember his name, but I got today. The worst time I remember.
Did your parents go to the first communion confirmation?
Well, yeah, yeah, sure. They did. My mother was born in Chattagay, North Chattagay. Because grandfather came from Pennsylvania. When he opened the mine at Mineville about Chattagay. Chattagay Iron Ore Company. He was a strutter. He built the piers in the mine. He was a framer and carpenter. And him and his brother came out, him and Pete. And they come from Pennsylvania. I don't know what part of Pennsylvania it is. Oh, I probably did know, but I've forgotten. But they married two women down there, sisters. Two brothers, married two sisters. I never remembered my grandmother. She was dead my mother's mother, before I remembered. But my aunt lived there with us, with old Pete. They had only one child, and he went off and left them, and they got too old, and my parents took care of them. And poor old Aunt Mary said, "Well, I'll tell thy father." And he was punished. I'll tell thy father that he punished him. That's as far as poor Aunt Mary would say. To get mad. Oh, we plagued the old lady. We didn't know any better. We was kids like everybody else.
What did your mother and your aunt think of this North Country with the harsh weather, worse than Pennsylvania?
Well, my mother was born in Chattagay, so she and her parents came to Pennsylvania. They come there sometime in the 30s when they opened the mine. That was what Grandma was doing in Pennsylvania. They were strutters. Uh-huh. That's what they called them those days. Put the struts up, you understand, posts, and hold the roof of the mine on. So it gave in. Him and his brother both done that kind of work, and that's how they come to Chattagay in Pennsylvania.
Did you ever take part or belong, join the army or anything?
Who?
You.
No.
No?
No, I tried to enlist in Company K when it went to the Spanish-American War, but they wouldn't take many men. Then I just got married that fall.
What was the talk around here when the Spanish-American War broke out?
Oh, same as ever. George Bradish was head of the Company K at that time. Some of my boyhood school chums went, one or two of them.
What year did you get married?
What
year, yeah.
Oh, I'm starting to figure it out. I'll let you figure it. I was 20. Now I'm 93.
1897.
1897.
Okay. Where was your wife
from? Neighborhood. Just about a half a mile.
What was her maiden name?
Primo.
What did your parents do for a living?
Her parents?
Yeah.
Farm.
How big a farm did they have?
88 acres. That's my old farm. I had 216 when I got out of my. There was only 88 acres of the old folks had.
About what age were you when you started going out with girls?
My wife and I went together and then I went to school. We were engaged when she was 13 and I was 16.
You were engaged?
Yeah. We were married when I was 20 when I got married. I was married in November and I was 21 in January, next January. She was 17 and then she was 18 the next March. When your grandfather was born, I was just 21.
How did you court her? Did you just go to her house and
say? Oh, we just played together. School chums.
How did you decide? Did you decide you wanted to marry her? Or?
Something or another. We all paired off for a night. We sat opposite one another across the aisle of school. I'd done her arithmetic work, she done my spelling. I was an avid spelling, and she couldn't do arithmetic with her either, so we swapped her out.
What did your parents think about you getting so young?
Well, it was nice people, they were satisfied.
What did your parents think about your getting married?
Oh, they were satisfied. Perfectly satisfied. My wife had worked there in the hop yard. My father had 15 acres of hops for years.
Where were you married? What church?
Notre Dame.
Did you just go there alone, or was there a crowd?
Well, there were myself, my wife, my two sisters, bridesmaids, her two brothers, my parents, her mother. Her mother was a widow. That night we had a supper to our fellows, party.
Did she wear a white dress or?
No, a light blue.
How did your sisters dress, especially for the occasion?
Oh, yeah, they had dress for the purpose. They went and they two sisters. Younger than I was. Around about 15, I guess.
When you had the reception, did you invite the neighbors in or did keep it to
relatives?
The whole
neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood.
Brothers and sisters. Her brothers and sisters.
How about people who weren't related?
They come just the same, the neighbors. They didn't come from very far. Had to go with a horse or a foot. We didn't go a mile a minute for a horse. And we didn't go a mile a minute for foot. But I walked from Malone to down to where my wife lived for 2 years. 3 times a week. Every other night, after my day's work, I'd walk down to Westville and see my girlfriend and go back that night.
How long would it take you?
Oh, about an hour each way. You know, you got away, you could walk up there. Today, if you'd walked that far, you'd be dead when you got there.
How far was it? About miles.
Probably about 7 miles.
What do you remember most about your childhood? Like, when you look back upon it, was it a happy childhood, or?
Oh, yeah. here right across the river. We went swimming pretty every day all summer. The little falls. Fishing pretty every night. Right there on the river, on the side of the river. Going to fish out first. We have the railroad track. The river. Right through the park.
What would you or your brothers and sisters do to get your parents angry at you? Your parents got angry. What had you done before to make
What had we done?
Yeah.
Oh, what does kids get to do today?
Were you destructive, you know, break things?
Oh, we break things. Of course we break things. Throw a ball through a pane of glass. Cut a piece of the harness off to make straps for our skates. And we'd get held for it. Any mischief, same as any other kid.
Did you play baseball?
Yes, I played one or two summers, but then I never was interested very much in baseball. My biggest fun was the bow and arrow out in the woods.
You made your own fun?
Yes, I made my own bows and arrows.
What time did you have to get up in the morning? Working
on 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
My father made us all get up. We had breakfast at 5:30. And we'd do the chores, go to work at 6:30, 7 o'clock.
What'd you do between 4 and 5:30?
Night?
In the morning. Between the time you got up and the time you had breakfast.
The chores. Feed the hens, feed the hogs, feed the horses, feed the cows, or whatever, winter or summer.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Well, most always, potatoes and salt pork.
Did you ever have a lamb in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Mutton?
Yeah. Lamb chops. Roast lamb the day before.
What'd you have for lunch?
For dinner?
Dinner, yeah.
Salt pork and potatoes and bread and butter. Pea soup. Bean soup. And we have today. We had more salt pork than they used to eat. Had no way to keep the fresh meat there. It worked on the farm, unless you had an ice house.
Did you have an ice house?
No. We had a spring and the water was 40 and it kept the milk back.
What'd you have for supper?
Pancakes, mostly.
Mostly pancakes.
How about Johnny cake?
Oh, we had a lot of Johnny cake.
Did you use much maple syrup?
Oh, yes. We used all we did.
Maple sugar?
Yeah, we used a lot of sugar, a lot of syrup. Always had it a year round.
Did you eat much meat for supper?
No, we wanted it. They cooked it, we had it. They didn't, we did. That was all our story.
Did you often have more than 3 meals a day, or lunches?
No, not very often, no. Unless you went to a party. Mm-hmm.
Your mother didn't make, like, cookies for you to lunch on?
Oh, yes, we had cookies and pies. A lot of sweet cakes and a lot of pies, but it was always maple syrup. Maple sugar. Very little white sugar there. Once in a while they'd get some of that coffee, like coffee sugar, they call it. Bags today, bags them days just come in boxes.
Your parents drink coffee or tea?
Tea. Coffee didn't come on until later.
They
had coffee, yes. They didn't care for it. We wasn't allowed to drink tea or coffee, but we were quite a lot of children. That milk. A lot of milk.
What was your favorite food when you were young?
Me? Well, I don't know what I can tell you. I eat most Indian. I have a favorite and a specialty.
What did you have in the summer that was different from in the winter? You had all the vegetables.
Had a lot of green vegetables.
Right.
We didn't have in the winter. Go out and get some cowslips, down by the brook. Mm-hmm. Get some dandelion, make some greens, and we didn't get the winter time. And the early onions, winter onions, would be ready by the time the snow went off. And it was a lot of wild stuff you don't get today.
Did you pick berries?
Oh, yeah.
Did your mother make her own, like, tonic, spring tonic and stuff for you, or?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, it's the bus favorite. Molasses and sulfur.
What other home remedies do you remember she made?
Oh, yeah, quite a number of different. I don't know what it was. Thoroughwort, wild owl.
Thoroughwort?
Yeah, thoroughwort. It was bitter.
What's the, is it kind of a plant?
Yeah, it was a shrub.
What did they do with that to make it into a medicine?
They boiled it.
Was it green?
Yeah, we cut it. Let it get dry. We got to get cured, then we dry the leaves and stalks.